You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday night to you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This is where I am going to be for the next 4 hours. This is the genesis. This is the beginning. 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's joining us live from New York City. Thank you to you, the listeners. There is no show without you. It is really that damn simple. But I'm here to talk about sports. We're here to talk about sports. And so that's what we're going to do. Busy, busy night. A busy day as well. Anthony Richardson named the Colts starting quarterback. They wasted no time. They gave it one preseason game. And Gardner Minshew has to watch from the bench. Real interesting. Everything surrounding Michael Orr, former NFL offensive lineman. I would call him the star of the blind side, or at least is based off of his life. Everything continues to come out. He's saying the family flim-flammed him. The family is saying he tried to shake them down for money. And this is just, this is ugly. And I think this was a Disney movie. Yeah, Disney movies end in horror and heartbreak anyway. So we'll get into Michael Orr. Mike Orr used to play for the Ravens. We got a current Raven, Lamar Jackson. Very happy with the current offense of the Baltimore Ravens. So happy that he's providing offensive input. I guess this is a first for the reigning MVP. Speaking of offensive input, the greatest soccer player on planet Earth right now continues to light things up in MLS. Lionel Messi scored another goal today, tonight, for Inter Miami. Yeah, he's come over to MLS and he has made it completely like child's play. A contemporary, one of his former teammates, Neymar, he's going to Saudi Arabia, big money. James Harden wants his big money elsewhere. He doesn't want anything to do with the Sixers. And that team continues to look like hot garbage. Brock Purdy, he's ready to go for the 49ers. Trey Lance is going to have to figure out his life from the bench. So we got a lot to do, a lot to discuss. If you follow me on social media, you will already know the things that we will discuss tonight. That's at JR Sport Brief. And if you want to participate in the show, this is also easy. It's not that difficult. You got a phone, right? Good. You can call me. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Shout outs to everybody listening on the Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM 158, smart speakers, and everything in between. Shep, how was your, what's today, Tuesday?
It was good, JR. A lot of people, I found out, love emails back and forth. I know that. But other than that, it was good, man. How was your Tuesday?
It was fine, man. Good. I ain't got no complaints. I'm alive. I'm moving. It could be worse, but here I am.
Good.
Nowhere I'd rather be right now. Let's get this going. And damn, how about this? I'm sitting in the studio watching the screen. How many beatings can the New York Yankees take? Tonight the Braves smack them, shut out the Yankees. 12th shutout win this season for the Braves. The Yankees are 60-60. Worst start to a season since 1995, the Braves beat the Yankees 5-0. Luis Severino gives up another 3 runs. But anyway, Yankees are a bunch of losers. Let's talk about a team that I guess they've also been losers. They've been a joke, and they're trying to turn things around. This happens to be the Indianapolis Colts. I got to tell you, folks, Anthony Richardson being named the starting quarterback this soon is surprising. I didn't think that he would start the regular season, and I know the NFL has changed when it comes down to, you know, drafting a rookie quarterback and putting him out there to play. The development period is gone. There is none. We draft you, you're going to play. This is like the NBA. There's no more sitting down behind a legend. There's no more learning from a vet. You're getting thrown into the fire. And if you don't work, we're going to replace you. It's as simple as that. I remember watching Anthony Richardson with the Gators. He was the only reason why I would tune in and watch the Florida Gators, just to see what the hell this dude would do. He's about the size of Derrick Henry playing quarterback. He's like Cam Newton, but he's almost as fast as like Robert Griffin III. I mean, this is a ridiculous freak athlete. And I didn't think at this point he'd be thrown into the fire. I thought the Colts would start Gardner Minshew, give it some time, and then slowly but surely integrate Anthony Richardson into the offense. Like, what's the rush for the Indianapolis Colts? But you know what? I'm not the only person that was surprised that Anthony Richardson was named starter for the Indianapolis Colts. Anthony Richardson was surprised his damn self. Take a listen to this.
Honestly, I was shocked. You know, I've been grinding, putting in work just to, you know, get the title. But, you know, it's not really all about a title. You know, I'm just trying to make sure I'm ready for the team. You know, despite, you know, being labeled as QB1, you know, I still got other guys in the room helping me, you know, get to that standard. So I'm forever thankful for them. You know, I appreciate them, and I'm glad, you know, I did get the nod. And, you know, I do have the trust in everybody in the building to think that I am QB1.
Now, let's think about this for a minute. This is the same team owned by Jim Irsay, who made it clear. And this is why this is not, you know, all the way out of this world. Jim Irsay was saying months ago that, oh, yeah, we drafted him to play him. Okay. All right. Well, obviously you did, but did you need to do it this soon? You got a new head coach in Shane Steichen coming over from the Eagles. This is the same organization with Jim Irsay who wanted to hire Jeff Saturday last year. This is the same organization that has been looking for a starting quarterback since Andrew Luck said, you know what, I don't want the concussions. I don't want to go to the restroom and pee blood. I'm out of here. And since Andrew Luck decided to utilize his brain, come on now. We have seen Jacoby Brissett. We have seen Brian Hoyer. We saw older Philip Rivers. We saw washed up Carson Wentz. We saw demoted Matt Ryan. Last season, Sam Ellinger was slinging the rock for a few games. Nick Foles brought out a dust to go ahead and throw the ball around for the Indianapolis Colts. And now, it's not Gardner Minshew, it's Anthony Richardson, who, by the way, last weekend played against the Buffalo Bills, made his NFL debut in the preseason. 7 of 12, 67 yards, rushed for 7. It was whatever. He was able to make deep throws, but when it came to short touch passes, he wasn't there. And so, yeah, I'm sure he was shocked. His head coach, the new head coach, Shane Steichen, he said, yeah, this is our guy. This is our starter.
After evaluating, you know, training camp and the film and all that, I made a decision. Anthony will be the starting quarterback this year for us. Like the progress he's made, excited about his future and this playmaking ability that he brings this football team.
Yeah, that's why he's starting. He's a dynamic athlete. That's it. Gardner Minshew would be a safer choice, but where's Gardner Minshew running? At the same time, I mean, you take a look at the AFC South. Where are these Indianapolis Colts going? Nowhere. I mean, what's the expectation? The Titans, the Jaguars, they'll probably be the teams that end up at the top. The Texans are throwing out C.J. Stroud, and Anthony Richardson is here with the Colts. Why rush it? Look, I'm not at practice. I'm not Shane Steichen. I'm not evaluating everybody on the team. I'm not evaluating the offensive line, but I do know this. The Colts, for a while now, they've been a joke. Go ahead, ask Jonathan Taylor. I'm pretty sure if you go around and poll dudes in the locker room, they aren't enthusiastic about their owner who's just throwing them underneath the bus. And so, yeah, Anthony Richardson is automatically being thrown to the wolves, but who's his running back? Hey, Shep, how many carries can you handle for the Colts? How many?
Not a lot. How about you?
I ain't running the ball, man. Not me.
Right.
Jonathan Taylor wants to be traded. Probably not going to happen. Who the hell is taking him and who's giving him money? Zach Moss has a broken arm. And okay, yeah, sure. Maybe they'll pull a running back out of a third, fourth, or fifth string, and he'll have a great year, great season. That's why running backs aren't valuable. That would suck for Jonathan Taylor. You got Michael Pittman Jr. You know, Quentin Nelson isn't Quentin Nelson for the entire offensive line. He's only one dude. And so what I hope doesn't happen here is that Anthony Richardson chokes. That he's put into a scenario, in a situation where he can't succeed. Whether it's lack of weapons, we know he already lacks experience. Whether it's lack of pass protection, we know that he needs to develop as a passer. For all of the ridiculous runs and shoulder drops and flips that he does, what good is it if you're playing on a crap team? And the reason why he was selected fourth is because these Colts were garbage. But if anybody's going to take a beating, let Gardner Minshew go out there and take it first. Let Anthony Richardson, oh sure, experience is the best teacher, but give him some perspective to actually learn from the sidelines. I want to see Anthony Richardson succeed. I want to see all the QBs succeed. I want to see Stroud be awesome. I want to see Bryce Young be good. Man, I still have hope in Zach Wilson. Maybe there's something wrong with me, but I do. But we know a lot of these QBs are going to fail. Everybody that I just mentioned, is it possible that they're all, you know, 5 to 10 year starters? Yeah, sure. Absolutely. But the odds are somebody's going to be a backup. The odds are somebody's not going to last. The odds are somebody is going to stink. I feel good with Bryce Young. He going to get some chances, man. Oh, he's too small. He's too small. CJ Stroud, I have no idea. None. Really, I don't. And Anthony Richardson, with his physical skill set, I think he can last. He's like Cam Newton, but even more athletic and faster than Cam Newton. And so I want to see him have success, but I just believe this is the next mistake for the Indianapolis Colts. And they've had a bunch. This might be difficult to believe. Peyton Manning has been gone for more than a decade. Peyton Manning has been gone since 2010. The Colts have been looking for that next QB. They've been able to draft a Luck. They've been able to sign some veterans. And now they've been able to draft someone at the top of the draft, number 4, that they hope is the future. But what's the rush? You got 17 games. You're a bad team. Why are you already throwing Anthony Richardson to the wolves? You just want him to get beat up and learn from the experience? What's 1 or 2 or 3 games for him to watch on the bench? I don't think it's going to slow down his development. Because this year, for the Colts, I'm sorry. This year for the Colts is not about winning. The only thing for the Indianapolis Colts this year really evolves around the development of Anthony Richardson. Let him sit down. Let him learn. There's a reason, and I don't think he's being modest. There is absolutely a reason why he was shocked himself. I hope it works out for him, and I hope Jim Irsay and his dumbass decisions like hiring Jeff Saturday, I hope this isn't the next one. It sucks for them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about Anthony Richardson already being named the Colts starter when you have Gardner Minshew on the roster? Wouldn't Anthony Richardson be better served to watch for maybe 1, 2, or 3 games? I mean, It's a 17-game season. He can get his experience the rest of the year. What's he going to do, suck, and then they're going to bench him? And they're going to yo-yo him? And they're going to crap on his confidence? It could be another bad decision by the Colts. I'll get to your calls on the other side of the break. We're also going to talk about, I mentioned them, C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. What did they look like over the weekend in preseason? We know this for sure. Those two guys are going to start. We have so much more to get into. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Anthony Richardson named the starter for the Indianapolis Colts this season. I don't want to call him pretty raw, but he's a raw prospect. He's the type of player that a few years ago, in a different version of the NFL, he'd have to wait a few years. He'd be utilized as a change of pace quarterback. You know that he'd go out there and quote-unquote run the wildcat. But now with this new age NFL that really takes in a lot of elements from the college game, Anthony Richardson is getting his start right out of the gate. Even he was surprised, he admitted, earlier today to the media. 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on Anthony Richardson already getting this opportunity? I would put Gardner Minshew out there. I don't think Anthony Richardson loses anything by sitting down for a few games. The Colts aren't winning a damn thing this year. There's a 17-game slate for the season. If he goes and starts 15, I don't think he's losing anything. I think it might be best for him to watch Gardner Minshew, let the fans clamor for him, and then go ahead and throw him out there into the fire. But hey, it's the Indianapolis Colts. They have certainly, known what they've been doing over the past few years. That's sarcasm. Anyway, hey, by the way, two dudes who don't have to worry about whether or not they're going to be the starters. We know Bryce Young is the starter for the Carolina Panthers, to the chagrin of Andy Dalton. Playing against the New York Jets, he wasn't able to do much over the weekend. 11 plays over three drives. The Panthers were blanked by the Jets 27-0. Bryce Young, 4-6 for 21 yards. He was sacked, knocked all over the place. Panthers' offensive line is also crap. That's the reason why they were able to select him at number one overall. C.J. Stroud also had a crap game. People were saying he was running for his life, and that took place at the end of last week as well. So it's still early. It's the preseason. Certainly a learning experience for all of the young quarterbacks. 855-212-4CBS. Jonathan is here from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, just wanted to say, first of all, I really, really love the show and first-time caller, and I just really respect your opinion on really all things sports, and glad to finally be able to talk to you.
Well, thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, so I'm kind of conflicted because, number one, I think it's extremely important we promote young black men being quarterbacks. I think that is huge. I'm a big Lamar Jackson fan. I think that it's great for young kids to have a quarterback that looks like them to look up to. And I also love Gardner Minshew. I think it's great for Richardson to kind of, like what you're saying, is to sit back, let Gardner Minshew go out there and do his thing. I think it's a great quarterback for him to learn from. And then I think maybe if Minshew doesn't work out, let Richardson come in and see what he can do. I think it's important to maybe protect him. He's young. I think that he needs to learn a little bit. But also, he's an SEC quarterback, so it's not like he's totally green. I think that Southern football programs are just built a little different. So I think he's a little more prepared than we may be giving him credit for. I don't know. I was just calling to see what you thought.
Yeah, I think we have to see. He didn't have a bad season, not by any stretch of the imagination, with the Gators, which weren't a great team. But a lot of his game was predicated on his athleticism. And I really, in his size, he's bigger than everybody. He's faster than everybody. He's Derrick Henry playing quarterback. Nobody's trying to see him out there. I wanted to know what he was going to do. And I agree with your point. And this is how I look at it. Yeah, you can throw him to the wolves. Sure, yeah, fine. He's going to gain experience and he can learn it firsthand. But why not give him two experiences to learn from? One by watching on the bench right out of the gate, and then another by actually putting him out onto the field. Do I think Anthony Richardson is going to just straight start the whole season? Maybe. Is he going to just start all 17 games? Maybe. Is there a chance that they throw him out there and now they got to bench him and he's forced to watch? I mean, maybe that's a thought process of it as well, that, hey, he's going to get on the bench anyway and learn. We got to see. We'll all know better by the time we get through this.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, Jonathan, for calling from Georgia. And to Jonathan's point about black QBs, yeah, it's great to see more black QBs. And we've talked about this, I want to say, for years. I've been here for 3 years and change now. But it's always cool. We know, whether you want to talk about Doug Williams, that there's been a stigma surrounding black quarterbacks and their intelligence level to even go out and play the position. And so, yes, it's great to see that there are more black quarterbacks. You know, we don't need to look at positions and go, this is a position for a white player, or this is a position for a black player. And the further that we get away from all of that, where it's not even a talking point, is certainly the better. 855-212-4CBS. David is here from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, David?
Hey, JR. How you doing tonight, man?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to jump in and talk about this Indianapolis Colts situation. To me, this comes down to Chris Ballard, the general manager. He's got to get this right. Chris Ballard, you know, has made a lot of his shaky or uncertain decisions that haven't turned out too well over the past few years. They've had a real tough problem, you know, with the franchise quarterbacks they thought they had. They tried all these veteran guys. Now they're going the total opposite direction with a guy that needs some grooming. He definitely needs to learn a little bit. And to me, if he doesn't get this right, Ballard's going to be, you know, working with you at CBS Sports or working alongside Scott Van Pelt at ESPN or someone else. Because let's be honest, man, I mean, the reality is he's had a number of chances to build up this team. And if he doesn't get it right with Anthony Richardson, Jim Irsay is going to go in a different direction as general manager.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But I think you just named the more important guy. It's Jim Irsay. I mean, when you have Andrew Luck pretty much say, hey, I'm out of here, I'm done, I'm not doing this anymore, that's pretty difficult to just pick up the pieces. At that point in time, you're going to look towards the veteran QBs. And I named, unfortunately, you know, quite a few of them that they had to throw out there. You already had Jacoby Brissett, who was available whenever Andrew Luck got hurt. Jacoby has to take over for Andrew Luck, who retires out of the blue in 2019. And then from there, you got to look around and just say, well, how do we continue to keep this ship moving? The easiest way is to put in these vets. And so they've always been a sinking ship. I'm not necessarily going to beat up on Chris Ballard. And I don't know if just throwing him being Anthony Richardson out there is going to do him the best. I think we've all seen at this point in time, Jim Irsay is a nut. He's going to say wild things, man. So I don't sweat it too much. I wouldn't worry. But, yes, of course, we know that GMs all over the place, they sweating for their jobs. That's just how it is. Jim Irsay got to blame somebody, right? 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from in the car. What's up, Mike? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Not much. I just was going to say, you know, it might be better to let him sit as a backup and carry the clipboard for about three or four games. Coming into the league, a lot of people don't realize how much faster the play is and how much faster things develop in the NFL than they do at the college level. So it might be better to break him up gradually and let him get used to the system. Because all right, you make because you're gonna give away at least 3 or 4 games average in the NFL. So if you can do that, then bring him up slowly as a rookie and then put him in probably about week 5, maybe 6, after he's had a chance to learn the system and get accustomed to the speed of the game.
Yeah, no, I agree. You echo my same sentiments, Mike. Ain't no rush. What, are the Colts going to go to the Super Bowl? They winning the Super Bowl this year? If Anthony Richardson plays, starts all 17, are they going to win a championship? No. This season is about him. Him learning, hopefully him being protected, building a rapport with the offensive weapons that he does have, hoping that they grow with him. This season is about him. Because if the Indianapolis Colts don't have a quote-unquote him, you know, as our caller, I think Dave from Buffalo pointed out, they're going to be starting over, and he's going to get the boot. I'll tell you this much. Jim Irsay's not firing himself. He really isn't. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jim is here from Atlanta. What's up, Jim?
Good evening, sir. I'm enjoying your show. Thank you for your entertainment every night.
You're welcome. What's up?
You mentioned Lionel Messi in the opening, and, you know, technically he hasn't played an MLS game yet. This has all been in this League's Cup tournament thing that they're putting
on
right
now. USA versus Mexico, yes.
Yeah, so I'm interested. You know, one thing U.S. players are really good at is contact, and I'm wondering who his enforcer is going to be on the pitch when he starts getting tackled pretty hard.
Oh, man. Have you seen how they've been hitting him already?
Yes. Yeah. It's very reminiscent. You know, Pele used to really take a beating. That was for different reasons. It was a racial reason back in the day. But this is because they're just jealous of the talent.
They're going to rough him. They're going to rough him up. No, absolutely. Yeah. And, I mean, even in tonight's game, Messi wasn't shy. He hasn't been shy in getting in people's face and telling them, hey, like, back off. And let's also be real. He is the golden goose for MLS. He's the golden goose for Miami. I think the players are going to be aggressive with him. I don't know if we're going to see somebody out there that's going to risk his own career trying to take him out. Is he going to get love taps? Nah, I don't think so. But I'd be shocked if you have one rogue dude who goes out there and tries to, you know, lay him completely out. This isn't like the NBA Summer League. Like, you got dudes, and we'll talk about that later on the show. NBA announced its group play schedule for this new tournament that it's starting. One of the reasons we don't see Wembanyama playing in every game is so some dude who's going to be working at UPS next month isn't trying to take Wembanyama out at the knees. Like, we don't need that. You don't need some rogue dudes. But I don't think that's going to be the case here in MLS. And, yes, Messi scored another goal tonight. It's child's play. This is like Messi playing with his kids right now. And Miami beat Philadelphia. You know what? I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. I do want to talk more about Messi and how many goals he has scored, what he is doing. It's just... it's like if LeBron went into the Italian league and said, I'm just going to destroy everybody. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your credit to your profession. You're one of the rare radio personalities that actually balances facts with whatever callers call in with. I'm also a caller for Pearland, Texas, so Pearland, Texas loves you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. We've been talking about Anthony Richardson being named Colts starter. I told you about the work that C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young have already put in over the weekend. Stetson Bennett also, by the way, not looking too bad here out the gate for the Los Angeles Rams as he's battling for a backup spot with Brett Rypien. And who knows, knowing Matthew Stafford, and this sounds crazy to say, he's the second oldest starting QB in the league right now, 35 years old, behind 39-year-old Aaron Rodgers. Hey, it's realistic that Stetson Bennett might see some action at some point in time throughout the course of the season. But those are a bunch of young dudes, right? Stroud, Young, Stetson Bennett, and Anthony Richardson. And before we went to break, we did have a brief mention of a legend. His name is Messi. Yet the dude who came over from Paris Saint-Germain is already lighting it up for Inter Miami. Tonight, Miami beat the Philadelphia Union, the final score, 4-1. Lionel Messi scored in the 20th minute, and with this goal, he's only played 6 games, and this is a tournament, the League's Cup. This isn't even the formal MLS season. They've had to rearrange and readjust their schedule because of their success here. 6 games, 9 goals. Messi is a beast. It's child's play. A matter of fact, I want you to take a listen to this goal. This is courtesy of Apple TV. This is Messi's goal in the 20th minute that put Miami up 2-0.
Kristoff into the feet of Martinez, has time to turn into Messi, advantage play. Messi driving forward, Messi from distance! What can he not do? We are watching greatness!
Yeah, what can he not do? I think the guy can do every and anything, man. He's a beast. Inter Miami is going to take on Cincinnati. And then we'll figure out what happens from there. And then we can move on with the actual MLS season. I know Messi, even the end of next week, he's going to be up in New York taking on the Red Bulls. And I know we got plenty of people interested in seeing that. He's a beast. He's doing everything that MLS would have wanted him to do in his introduction here to the United States. Congratulations to Messi. We're going to talk about one of his teammates later on in the show. Neymar is going to play in Saudi Arabia, but we'll get to that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dan, he's here from Charlotte. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dan?
Hello, JR. You hear me?
Loud and clear. What's on your mind?
All right. Well, I wanted to say that I'm not the kind of guy that usually calls into your show, even though I listen all the time. But you hit something that, caused me to make my peace of mind or speak a peace of mind.
Well, I assume that's why you call. Well, what's on your mind? Yeah. What's up?
All right. So I've been a Carolina Panthers fan for 25 years. And you're talking about black quarterbacks, and are they getting a fair shake? And I will say they do not. And I can kind of tell you that's because I was in the trenches with the fans, with Cam Newton, and now it's kind of like when Cam was successful, everybody loved him, but anytime the team was not doing well, you know, as a white man, I could kind of recognize the dog whistle kind of comments that fans would make, you know, about how his race might have been, you know, part of the problem.
As a black man, I can tell you that I'm not surprised at that at all, and I actually know and understand that. Now, having said that, one of our callers, he called and said he was happy to see that Anthony Richardson was getting his shot as a black quarterback. And I said, yes, it's great. And I said, it'd be nice when we actually move to a space and time where that's not necessarily a concern. But we know, even if you right. take a look at Lamar Jackson more recently, his entry into the NFL, there were a lot of commentaries made about whether or not he was apt and prone and able to go out and play the position, given his style of play. And, you know, yeah, it'd be nice. Typically for the NFL, which has been around, and thank you, Dan, for calling from Charlotte, the NFL's been around more than 100 years now, and you can count the amount of black quarterbacks that have basically been to the Super Bowl on probably less than two hands. And having said that, we can look at the history of the United States of America over the past 100 years, and it would probably run parallel to what African Americans would be allowed to do, not just in the NFL, but just in society as a whole. It's pretty nuts. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Eric is here from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Eric?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call this evening.
Sure, man. What's up?
Hey, I was just going to talk about Richardson. I think it would be a mistake to throw him in there right off the bat, because you look at Malik Willis, who was also quote unquote raw, and he even sat back and watched, and he still didn't, I guess, get things or whatever. But I do see that he could be the next Jalen Hurts, but to me that's rare. And like the last caller was bringing out about Cam Newton, what Richardson could see is Von Miller chasing him all over that Super Bowl. And just, Newton was never the same after that. And that's what I'm afraid about Richardson. I think it could shake his confidence.
Sure. Now, I don't know if I would utilize Malik Willis as the best example or comp here. And I know you're not comparing them as players, but to Anthony Richardson. If you put these two dudes in the open field, and you said, hey, y'all do Oklahoma and just kind of run straight towards each other, Malik Willis is going to be in the dirt. And so Anthony Richardson physically, he a little different. He's cut from a different cloth, man. I don't think anybody's trying to see that dude.
You think Hendon Hooker would be a good comp?
Physically?
No, probably not, no.
What are we talking about here? He looks like a wide receiver. He's one of the skinniest QBs that I've seen. And now he's coming off of that blown out knee. I mean, no, yeah. Here's the comp physically for Anthony Richardson. It's Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's Derrick Henry / Cam Newton, and someone who runs as – he's big as those dudes, but he runs as fast as RG3.
How about Bo Jackson? He can be fun in that too.
Bo Jackson was a running back and outfielder, man.
I'm just talking about being a monster of a specimen.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. We got plenty of big dudes. He's playing quarterback, and he's fast. He's big as hell, and he's fast. So we going to have a lot of highlights, Eric. We'll see what happens, okay?
All right, have a good night, JR.
You as well, Eric. I mean, what are we – Bo Jackson, we can compare him. He might be in a year from now or 2 years. I have no idea. We might be looking at Anthony Richardson and going, ooh, freak athlete like Bo Jackson. Oh, my God, freak athlete like Shohei Ohtani. I would hope. I want excitement. I want to see highlight plays. I want to see him knock somebody over and then speed down the field. Please. 855-212-4CBS. Mario is here from Vancouver. What's up, Canada? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
You know, JR, why can't these guys hold the clipboard for a year or two? Or maybe eight games? How long did Brady hold the clipboard for behind Bledsoe and Aikman behind Staubach?
Well, it's we talked a little bit about that, Mario. Here's what it boils down to. It's 2023. The NFL is no. I'm sorry.
It's an instant league. We want it now.
Yeah. Well, it's not. It's not that we want it now. The teams want to take advantage of the quarterbacks on their rookie contracts before they have to ante up the big bucks, before they have to throw the $50, $51, and $52 million at their quarterbacks, a la Herbert or Lamar Jackson or soon to be Joe Burrow. And so the days of Mario got. Hey Shep, did he ask me a question for an answer? Or did he ask me a question just to interrupt?
He asked you a question probably because he likes to talk, likes to hear his own voice.
Oh, In that case, he can talk to himself. I mean, man, you ask me a question, I'm giving you an answer. You're like, I know that. So you figure it out yourself.
JR, he was mentioning in the past and quarterbacks holding clipboards. You know what we also used to do a better job of 15, 20 years ago?
A lot.
Yeah. Besides that, just keeping our mouth shut and listening when other people have a certain level of expertise in that area. We don't do that.
I'm like, why is he calling me?
Right.
It's like, oh, well, why are you telling the guy called me to tell me about what the NFL, what took place 40 and 50 years ago? Like, bruh, like, what are you? And he sounded like he wanted to hear his own voice. It sounded like he was chewing on something.
Now, Jared, the one thing he is right about is more so than ever before, but it's nothing that's new, nothing you don't know, is that we want instant results more than ever before.
Yeah, but I ain't paying for the QB.
Exactly.
You know?
That's
what it boils down to. Teams don't want to sit a guy. They want to find out what they got before they got to pay him. Simple as that. And then with the athleticism of the QBs, they want to take advantage. The systems are much simpler. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get to more of your calls. And then we're going to talk about another legend, not named Messi, here on CBS Sports Radio.